Hello, my friends. I am Tim Childs, minister for the Hillcrest Church of Christ in Baldwin, Mississippi, and it's my real pleasure to welcome you to the April 2011 edition of A Word Between Friends, made available for your hearing on Gospel Gazette Online. This time of year, the beauty of nature reminds us how wise and majestic the God of heaven truly is. May we take moments out of our day, daily, to express from our hearts a word of sincere gratitude. Friend, did you ever wonder what life on planet Earth would be like for us if man had never sinned? Yes, for sure, it's quite difficult for us to fathom a world where there is no temptation, a world apart from the cruel effects of sin and death as we're so accustomed. Returning for a moment to the theme of God's goodness, may you and I be reminded there is coming a day in the future when we who are God's faithful children will no longer have Satan's snares set before us, will no longer be subjected to temptation. Sin will be gone. Death will be history. All of our enemies shall be destroyed, with death be named as the last one in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 26. And how we joyfully anticipate the new heavens and the new earth, where only righteousness dwells, 2 Peter 3:13. And we join with the beloved John when he penned the final words of our New Testaments. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, Revelation 22:20. Friend, did you ever stop to wonder what God had in mind when He created us in the first place? Do you ever stop to ponder the intriguing questions? Where did I come from? Why am I here? Or the question pertaining to our destiny? Where am I going? It is sad beyond the description of words that so many live their lives never having solid answers for these, as they fail to search in the right place. Yet, God, being so good, has not left us to wonder in ignorance, but has graciously given us the Holy Scriptures to give us authoritative answers and clear insight into these most important questions. A fundamental truth borne out through the ages is that God, our Creator and Heavenly Father, is trustworthy. He cannot lie. When we trust God and accept His answers, living according to His precepts, our lives are enriched and full of meaning. If you ever wondered what God had in mind when He created us in the first place, then look at the life of Jesus of Nazareth, the only begotten Son of God. God gave us Jesus to be the preeminent model to show all of us how we should live our lives to honor the Father in heaven. Today, and until He returns in His glory, all His disciples are to follow Him. The great Apostle Paul, after his conversion from Judaism, was a follower of Jesus. He wrote in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1, "Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ." Even when we are looking to Jesus, it is essential we go to the Bible and investigate the record, the testimony, the witness that God has given us about His dear Son. When Luke penned the beginning words of Acts of the Apostles, referring actually to the gospel narrative he had previously penned, we read these words, "The former treaties have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach." Acts 1 verse 1. Jesus was a doer, not just a talker. He went about doing good wherever He went. He was a teacher, teaching only those things the Father in heaven wanted to be taught, including the doctrine of godliness. Those with a casual knowledge of Holy Scripture know that God the Father was well pleased with Jesus. Think with me, then, about the time of His baptism by John, the prophet of God who prepared the way before Him. Have you ever wondered why Jesus, of all people, was baptized? The Bible gives explanation. According to Matthew 3, verse 15, Jesus was baptized to, quote, "fulfill all righteousness," end quote. As you know, righteousness is the doing of that which is right, and is set over against unrighteousness. While the purpose or effect of Jesus' baptism was different, since Jesus was not being baptized for remission of any sin, Jesus would have become guilty of sin had He refused or had He neglected the will of the Father in the matter. Jesus was intent on being baptized in the Jordan River, even to the point of insisting upon John that he cooperate in assisting him. Baptism, you see, for Jesus was not a matter of indifference. And incidentally, it is not a matter of indifference for those of us today who would experience the new birth, enter into fellowship with God, and be a part of Christ's church. In Matthew 3, 16 and 17, "And Jesus, when He was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto Him, and He saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon Him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." God was well pleased with Jesus' heart of submission and humility that prompted Jesus to obey the Father. At the Mount of Transfiguration, recorded by Matthew, in chapter 17, God reaffirmed his pleasure in his Son. You may recall how Moses and Elijah, representative of the Old Testament law and prophets, respectively, appeared upon the mountain with Jesus. Peter seemingly wanted to give them equal honor. He proposed erecting a tabernacle for each one. However, Peter's idea was struck down when God had this to say in Matthew 17, verse 5, "Behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, 'This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, hear ye him.'" On a side note, within this text, we are taught that Jesus bears a relationship to God that no one else ever experienced, not Moses, not Elijah, nor any angel. God calls him my beloved Son. Then he says also in verse 5, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Jesus humbled himself and was obedient to the Father in all things. The same things that please God with reference to Jesus are the same things that will please God with reference to our lives as we live. Friend, be assured that life and death are in the balance. Because Jesus lived, we can live also. Because Jesus gained the victory, we can gain the victory too. Because Jesus walked in the light, there is a lighted pathway for us to follow. Because Jesus returned to the Father, we may go to the Father as well. Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Thanks for listening to this edition of A Word Between Friends. And until next time, this is Tim Childs urging you to follow Jesus, to keep studying and growing in God's favor by doing His will day by day.